Defeated in all aspects of life, by Krishna's mercy.
Parabhasavad bodhjato. Yavanna jigyasat atmatattvam. Yavat kriya stavdidam manove. Karmatmakam yen sharir band.
Quote, as long as one does not inquire about the spiritual values of life, one is defeated and subjected to miseries arising from ignorance. Be it sinful or pious, karma has its resultant actions. If a person is engaged in any kind of karma, his mind is called karmatmaka, colored with fruitive activity. As long as the mind is impure, consciousness is unclear, and as long as one is absorbed in fruitive activity, he has to accept a material body.
Srimad Bhagavatam 555.
There are different responses to learning about reincarnation. A person might be inquisitive into the nature of the past lives.
Oh wow, you mean I have lived before? That is so cool. I always had a feeling. I guess it is a kind of intuition. From my dreams, for instance, I think that I can fly. It is a recurring experience. It is like I have been a bird before. It would be really interesting to trace out the past lifetimes, if at all possible.
Another person might feel sad to know that they had to experience misery and despair again.
I guess the last birth must not have been successful. Somehow I ended up back here. What is the point to everything? If I experienced death before, why do I have to follow the same? I know that it will arrive eventually. Better to simply take me away right now, while I have my wits about me.
The sobering reality is that a person is defeated in all aspects. That is to say, no matter which direction they choose, the ultimate destination is the same. All paths essentially converge into a single door, so to speak. The final destination is death, which is guaranteed as soon as there is birth.
Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityur. Dhruvan jan mritasya cha. Tasmad aprihare irthe. Natvam shochitum arhasi.
Quote, for one who has taken his birth, death is certain, and for one who is dead, birth is certain. Therefore, in the unavoidable discharge of your duty, you should not lament.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.27.
There is a way out, however. To help us understand, we can compare with the video game having an open world concept. These titles are distinct from the linear style, which is more common. In a linear type experience, the path is rather straightforward. Scroll from left to right, or vice versa. Move up and down, but never back towards the places you already conquered. Eventually, there are certain enemies to defeat. This is the way to clearing the stages, up until you reach the end of the game. Upon completion, you have beaten it. You are the winner. You are the champion. In this way, it is easy to gauge progress. With the open world concept, however, you can essentially go anywhere. You don't have to complete stages in a certain order, most of the time. You can continue to explore, picking up some items and power-ups, but these are not absolutely necessary. Even with the open world concept, there are some mandatory items. Without completing a certain section, you cannot move on. Sometimes, you might not know what is required at a certain point. For instance, you have traveled to every place you can think of. There is one particular dead end. It is a cliff. You wonder why it was placed there to begin with. The secret is to have the playing character kneel down while enabling a crystal sub-weapon. This triggers a whirlwind to appear, which swoops the character to a previously unreachable destination. Without clearing this hurdle, there is no way to beat the game. There is a similar requirement with the cycle of birth and death. As explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, a person must make an inquiry into spiritual life. They must be interested in Atmatattva, which is distinct from material life, which is Maya. Otherwise, there is defeat in every direction. Time runs out, but the clock starts again with the subsequent birth. We can spin on this wheel for countless lifetimes, extending beyond the dissolution of the entire cosmic manifestation.
Bhut gramah sa evayam. Bhutva bhutva praliyate. Ratriagme vashah parth. Krabhvate aharagme.
Quote, again and again the day comes, and this host of beings is active, and again the night falls, O Partha, and they are helplessly dissolved.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 8.19.
Within Vedanta culture, this inquiry is the beginning. It is the entryway to eternal living. It is not expected that through simple blind sentiment a person suddenly makes an appearance on a list detailing who will be saved at the end of life. The determination is through consciousness, which is influenced by knowledge and action. The human being is intelligent, and the purpose of that intelligence is to know the self, the material nature, the place of the self within that nature, the supreme authority and the relationship to him. It is a difficult subject matter to grasp, but the principles make sense through further time and immersion. It is a natural change of course, and those who eventually come to know of the self do not feel the need to turn back. They experience a higher taste in the process, and therefore renunciation of the material becomes second nature.
Vishya vinivartante niraharase dehina rasvarjan rasope ase param drishtva nivarte.
Quote, the embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. But seizing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.59.
In closing, without that item 1, not possible to be one. Whether going with determination, destined for same destination, with life of Atma inquiry to make, like crucial knowledge to take, the entire time that information needing, now towards transcendence leading,